It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30, October 31st. Happy Halloween, everyone. It is finally here. It felt kind of like... I just felt like the majority of the celebration was last weekend just because, you know, tomorrow is November 1st and there are still some Halloween parties, but I don't know. It's just like, oh, it's finally here.
The day has arrived. Yeah. Is your house all set? You got your candy and everything ready to go tonight?
Oh, yeah. We've had ours ready to go for a long time. We have all the decorations up. And so, yeah, we're going to be passing out candy tonight. My daughter is flying in from San Diego, so she's going to spend the weekend here. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
It sounds like a nice night. How is Sophie doing? How is this semester treating her right now?
She's doing good. She's got a lot on her plate. She, you know, gets a little overwhelmed at times, but she's handling it. She really is pretty, I mean, I think of myself at her age and I just, my priorities were not in line. And so I don't know what I did right in this world, but I have to say my daughters are pretty darn good people. And so I just, if I've screwed up anything in my life, at least I can say my daughters are pretty good.
I would second that. Not that you screwed up much in your outside of raising your daughters. You've done a great job with your own life, but yeah, your two daughters are absolutely amazing. And Sophie is just, I mean, gosh, both your daughters are incredible. But Sophie, when it comes to school and college, she's crushing it.
Yeah, she's doing really well. So I think she's definitely looking forward to coming home. Last night, the last text that I got from her last night was where did it go? Let me see here. Oh, well, she asked me if she should bring her vitamins. That's not what
she's taking vitamins too.
Yeah, she goes, oh, should I bring my vitamin bottles or put them in a Ziploc baggie?
What a great kid.
I said, put them in a Ziploc baggie. I've really missed you a lot. I don't think you realize. And I was like, oh, thank you. I miss you too. So yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing her tonight.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. I was running around yesterday afternoon and ended up finishing up some stuff at like at 5 o'clock and had a hair appointment at 6 o'clock last night. And so instead of just driving home and driving down to the hair salon, I went to the hair salon at like 5 o'clock and just sat there and just got a ton of work done before my hair appointment at 6. And then driving back home last night, I turned on the radio. I am so sorry what happened to your Yankees last night, but I turned it on. It was towards the end of the fifth inning, and so I missed what happened, but the announcers, at least the radio announcers, did things just go sideways in the fifth inning for the Yankees last night?
It was so bizarre. I was actually yesterday afternoon around 5:36 at Ethel M. Chocolates, because tomorrow is the big cactus lighting.
Okay.
So I was there yesterday doing some stuff, getting ready for that, and I get in the car, and it's 5-0 Yankees, and I'm like, sweet! Oh my gosh! All right! So I'm driving home, stuck in traffic, but I'm happy as can be because I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Literally the second I walked in the door, they started losing. And my husband and daughter look at me like, can you leave again? I'm like, oh my gosh, everything started falling apart the second I arrived home. I was just like, wow. But I have to say the Dodgers deserved it. They looked incredible. They played as a team. Congratulations, Dodgers, Dodgers fans. Man, they definitely deserved it. The Yankees, I don't know what they were doing. They just did not look like the same Yankees I've watched all season.
I thought with that win the other night, and then I just thought, you know, the energy maybe turned around, and I thought I really thought after last time, like, maybe we'll go seven games.
Oh, but it was a mess.
Those announcers, the radio announcers, when I turned it on, I've never seen a collapse like this. The fans, the energy's dead here. I'm like, what happened? I missed all this stuff.
Yeah, it was
I'm
rough.
Sorry
but
for you.
You know what? It happens. That's why, like I said earlier this week, baseball is cinema, man. It's sometimes the movie is not the ending you want, but you still enjoy, you know, the experience. So bummed about that, but really happy for the Dodger fans because that team definitely deserved it. So we'll be talking more about that this morning. A lot going on. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear My Lovin' by En Vogue?
You're never gonna get it. Not this time. You're never, never gonna get it. My lovin'. No, you're never gonna get it. Had your chance to never change.
Do you want to hear My Own Prison by Creed?
Should have been there on a Sunday morning, banging my head. No time for mourning, ain't got no time.
Or do you want to hear The One by Backstreet Boys?
I'll be the one.
Choices. Let's get those votes in right now. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. You can call or text us at 702-364-9400, or you can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, people in the northeast part of the country are losing their minds over this right now. What is something you see people just go crazy for and you just don't understand it? That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and The One by Backstreet Boys is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. So people in the Northeast are going crazy over this right now. What is it?
It is peak foliage back east. The changing of the leaves. It is beautiful. It's gorgeous. And all those leaves just change colors. And it's just a palette of different colors. But people lose their minds. Laura was there back east for visiting family and for a wedding this past weekend. And last weekend was peak foliage. She was sending me all kinds of photos all over the place. She was telling me there's now apps where you can track the foliage and the changing of the leaves. It's a big thing. And I remember when I worked at this hotel I worked at back east out of high school and college, this was always the busy time of year. And people from New York City would always want to come down on the weekend and see the foliage and see the changing of the leaves. And I remember one year, distinctly remember a guy calling the hotel and making his reservation in August and asking me, when's the peak season? I'm like, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Maybe October 15th. And the guy booked the reservation, and I'll never forget. It was a warm fall. So when the guy came down, the leaves were still green, and him being just so upset. I'm like, I'm sorry. We can't control the weather. We can't control the fall foliage. But Mercedes, people lose their minds over it.
They that's the thing. I think they go a little crazy for it in Colorado too when the aspen leaves turn. And my mom was telling me when she was just here how beautiful it is right now. All the leaves are changing colors and stuff. But that's a big deal for some people.
What are other things that people lose their minds over? Like they really go crazy for that stuff, and it's cool, it's beautiful. I was thinking here in Vegas when it gets super windy, we all like to talk about the wind, or if we get rain, we talk about the rain a lot here in Las Vegas.
For me, I think there's two things. There's two things that I see people lose their minds over, and it makes me laugh every time. One of them I was guilty of this year. when there's an eclipse, people lose their mind. Oh my gosh, I gotta get my eclipse sunglasses. I gotta look at this. Whoa, the moon just went in front of the sun. Whoa, I lost my mind. I was like, I was so excited about this. And when I actually saw it with my special eclipse glasses, I thought it was the coolest thing. And then I thought, look at what an idiot I look at staring at the sky with these dumb glasses on going, what a dummy I look like. But you know what? I lost my mind over it. The second thing is fireworks. People lose their mind over fireworks, taking pictures of them, taking videos. Do you go back and look at those videos like, wow, there are fireworks, and they post the pictures? It's like, yep, looks like a firework to me. Like, why do people lose their mind over fireworks?
They don't even look the same in the photos.
It doesn't.
It does not look like a fireworks.
It's so ridiculous. When I see people taking pictures of fireworks, I'm like, you are wasting the memory in your phone. Why are you doing this?
We need to go back and post a video of when the eclipse took place, because we did get pretty excited about it. We were in front of the radio station just going bonkers for that thing.
Oh my gosh, when I actually saw it with those glasses on, I was like, whoa! Oh my gosh! There's something in front of the sun!
This is incredible! It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2162.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday. It's October 31st. Happy Halloween, everyone. Hopefully you guys have a safe night doing some trick-or-treating in the neighborhood, whatever it is that you guys do. On Halloween, we'll just be passing out candy. Didn't go with a costume this year. I kind of feel bad.
Oh, is it too late to put something together for tonight?
I have some leftover costumes
in
the closet. Yeah, I could be Little Red Riding Hood, or I could be one of the ball players from A League of Their Own. I've got like
that's a good one. Yeah, that's a great one.
So, you dressing up tonight?
I am not. I'm going to go visit some friends and spend Halloween night with them and hand out candy at their house. But before I leave, my neighbor's got two kids, and my other neighbor has a kid. So I'll go to their houses, and I make little Halloween goodie bags for those kids. So my immediate neighbor's kids are taken care of, and then I'll leave and go visit my friends tonight.
Steph, I know you have a costume all set and ready to go. You guys already dressed up, right?
Yeah, this past weekend, James and I, we were cowboys and cowgirls, and we dressed our dog Momo up as a cowboy rider, and we went to this dog event at the park, and I did not expect to be on TV. I walked into the event and we're all dressed up, and I told Momo, I'm like, look, Momo, the TV's here. Fox 5 is here. And then the cameraman goes, hey, can I record you for something? I'm like, sure. So he recorded something with me. He asked me some questions. And I was like, hey, you know, if I know how it works. You know, sometimes I don't make the cut.
I know how it works.
first of all, what kind of questions was he asking you? Just about like dressing up for Halloween and being at the event?
Or? Yeah. Like, hey, how'd you hear about the event? You know, do you do events all the time with your pet? And, you know, do you dress your dog up every year? And I was like, I dress up my dog every year. And so I'm answering these questions. I ask him if I end up on the TV, you know, what time would it air? And he's like, 10 o'clock tonight. So James is like, all right, I'll DVR it. I'll record it. So James goes back and looks in it and he says, babe, you made it on TV. I'm like, my 10 seconds of fame. And I have the audio. Okay. I have the audio to prove it.
Steph on Fox 5.
We love Halloween. I love dressing up my dog every year. First year he was a pumpkin. Second year he was a hot dog. And today he's a cowboy rider. So we love dressing up our dog every single year for Halloween.
Aw, that's cute.
So I made it on TV, and I thought that was the best highlight of our Halloween season.
Man, nothing tonight's going to beat that. You already, like, peaked for Halloween. That's pretty awesome.
I was going to go trick-or-treating and try and figure out how I can sneak in with the kids, but I think I'm good. I made it on TV.
Yeah, no
kidding.
TV
star.
That's so cute. I love it.
Okay, coming up on the show, we have a lot going on, including next hour, 7:30. Tickets for you to go see Duran Duran. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow. We've got yours at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Then next, we do have what's trending. What do you got for us?
Reports are that CCTV footage captured the tragic fall of Liam Payne. What those who have seen it are saying. We have details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic. Trending.
Sadie's in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Liam Payne is trending this morning. Security footage from the tragic fall of the former One Direction member is shedding some new light on his death. So an Argentine journalist, her name's Paula Varela, she is reporting that the CCTV footage shows him fainting moments before the fall, suggesting that he may have been unconscious when it happened. Reading about this, it's just, it breaks your heart. It's already a horrible story. And then it breaks your heart because if he would have fainted at any other place in that hotel room, he probably would be alive today. But they're saying where he fainted was right at the railing, and he ended up going over at that point.
Oh my gosh. So how low was it a low railing then, I guess? Because if it's a railing, I think you'd faint. You'd fall into the railing, yeah. Hopefully not fall over. But if it's a low railing, you faint and the weight of your body carries you over it.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. She noted the footage supports the autopsy findings that indicate that the fall was accidental, not deliberate. Local authorities have the footage. It's part of their ongoing investigation. I don't know how she saw it, but they're still, you know, they still haven't made any official statements yet, investigators, but the preliminary autopsy findings suggest that he went unconscious. And then that led to his fatal fall from the third story balcony back on October 16th. His body position and the injuries indicate that he didn't adopt a protective stance. So like if you fall from somewhere, your body automatically moves to protect itself from the fall. His body did not do that. So that supports the theory that he was unconscious during the fall. Buenos Aires emergency services chiefs confirmed his severe injuries. They said it caused immediate death. There was no chance of resuscitation at that point. And the hotel staff were the ones who found his body in the courtyard after the fall. Authorities did note that his behavior was erratic in the hours before the incident, according to the witnesses. And they said that they found some chemical substances in his bloodstream after the fact. But it breaks your heart. It's just already a tragic story. And then to hear that, gosh, it was like a matter of feet. If he would have been like 3 feet back or something, this might not have happened.
Yeah, it's just a sad story, and I just hope that video does not get released out to the public. I mean, let the family grieve, let him rest in peace. He's got a son that's never going to see his father again because of this tragedy. So many rumors that were out there as well. I did read one rumor that they locked it because he was all erratic in the lobby, that they locked him in his room and he couldn't get out of his room. So he decided to try to climb down from the third floor to get out of the room because they locked him in there and he had fallen from that spot. I had stories like that.
But well, that was definitely not supported by the CCTV footage that came out.
I'm saying, so the video then comes out. So we can put all these rumors away and just let the guy rest in peace. And I just feel so sorry for his family and his kid.
Yeah, it's just so tragic. So I agree with you. I hope that video never sees the light of day. I hope no one ever leaks that. It's like even when TMZ posted some of those photos, even though it wasn't his full body and it showed parts of his body there laying on the ground, I just felt like that was so like tasteless. Like
why
would you do what was the point in doing that? It's so disturbing and it's so triggering too, I think, for a lot of people.
And they say, oh, we took it down. You put it out there, it's out there forever.
Oh, yeah.
Once it's up there for a second, it's going to be out there forever.
I guarantee I could Google it right now and come up with all the pictures. I mean, what you put on the internet stays on the internet forever. So that's the latest on Liam Payne, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Happy Halloween, everyone. It is October 31st. I know a lot of the kids are so excited getting ready for school. Maybe you're dressing up for school this morning. The teacher's getting dressed up. I love seeing it. We're having a little Halloween party here at the station. I see none of us are in costumes today.
No, we would have time to go get costumes because it didn't start until 11:30.
Yeah, I have a doctor's appointment, so I can't go. So, but anyway, it's that time of year, and I just, you know, I get excited for the kids who love this holiday. But I've always thought that Halloween should be one of those holidays where the kids get the next day off of school. Do you agree with that? Like, do you think that they should get November 1st off. I mean, if Halloween's on a Friday, no need for that, obviously. But I just feel like these midweek trick-or-treating jaunts, man, it messes them up the next day, because not only are they staying up later, but now they're eating candy late. They're getting their sugar highs late. They're just, it's just a crazy day. And I gotta imagine, I am not a teacher. If there are any teachers listening, what is the day after Halloween like for you guys? Is it rough? Do you think that kids should get the day after Halloween off? 702-364-9400.
As a kid, I went to Catholic school, and November 1st is a Catholic holiday. It's All Saints Day. So growing up, kindergarten through eighth grade, we always had the day after Halloween off.
Oh, nice.
It was just a given, but I didn't understand how all my buddies that went to public school, they didn't go to Catholic school, had to go to school the next day. And it was such a relief for me to go trick-or-treating. I'd have one of my schoolmates over, and maybe they'd spend the night at my house, or I'd spend the night at their house. It was an event, but I always felt bad for my buddies that didn't go to Catholic school. I'm like, you have to get up tomorrow? What kind of world do you live in? I get to sleep in and enjoy tonight. It was so special.
It's not like you can enjoy it 100%, because it's always in the back of your mind that there's school the next day. I equate it to Super Bowl Sunday, where, yeah, it's exciting. You're there, you're partying, you're watching the game, Super Bowl Sunday. But in the back of your mind, it's like, oh, I got to work tomorrow. I still got to wake up for work tomorrow. And it's, oh, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Kelly's a teacher. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think? Should the kids get the day after Halloween off?
I do not need sleep-deprived, sugar-hyper kids. Yes, we should. I think the new Nevada day should not be the Friday before. It should be the day after.
The day after Halloween.
That makes sense.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Nevada day was last Friday, which was just like a random Friday off for them. And okay, that's great. And they got a three-day weekend, and that's wonderful. But I think as a parent, I would prefer to have that next day off and just, you know, Halloween, and then know that they're going to be off the next day. Don't have to worry about that. But that impedes on a lot of those 3-day weekends that I think Disneyland is packed with all Nevada people.
Oh, yeah.
On Nevada day weekend,
yeah.
Everyone goes out there. Todd, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, Mercedes. Well, I believe that this is an opportunity for parents to really parent and to teach their children and their students that you celebrate a holiday, but it doesn't get to change your life, that you still have responsibilities. And the responsibility is to make sure that you're ready to get up and go to school the next day.
And I love your way of thinking, but I also think they're kids. Let them be kids. You know what I mean? Like, I agree. You want to teach kids responsibility, but for one day a year, I don't know. I feel like it's okay.
Well, but here's the thing. It's like you bring up the Super Bowl. And that is, do we want to teach that to our children? And then when they do celebrate the Super Bowl, they then call in sick to work and production goes down. We have an economy that we have to continue to support, and we have jobs to continue to support. So I believe that this is an opportunity for parents to actually teach responsibility, and that you get to enjoy the holiday, but the holiday doesn't change your life.
Just for the record, I show up every Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we never miss a day.
Never miss a day.
We should move the Super Bowl to, what's the 3-day weekend in January? Just move it to one, or February. Just move it to the
President's Day weekend?
Yeah, move it to President's Day weekend. Rework the NFL schedule.
More game to the schedule.
Yeah, or another bye week.
Like
that. But it is nice going trick-or-treating and just knowing that you don't have to get up in the morning.
I know.
Oh, it's glorious.
Tomorrow's going to be fun for parents, kids, teachers, everyone.
Everyone call in tomorrow at 6:30 and we'll discuss this again. Hey, next hour, 7:30, we have those tickets for you to go see Duran Duran. Those are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Oh, no. I need some audio here.
Oh, audio. One second. Hold on. Let me hit this button. Here. And then there you go.
Here we go.
Start the party, Los Angeles. Your Dodgers have won the World Series.
It took 5 games for it to happen, but the big bats of the New York Yankees, they did come out to play. They jumped out to a 5-0 lead early against the Los Angeles Dodgers. with the first inning home runs from Aaron Judge, Jazz Chisholm, Giancarlo Stanton. But then the fifth inning came, and that's where the Dodgers made it clear they weren't going down that easily by putting up five of their own off of an RBI single from Mookie Betts, a two RBI single from Freddie Freeman, who got the series MVP, and a two RBI double off the bat of Hernandez. So it, you know, they ended up, the Yankees took the lead again, but the Dodgers retorted with two sacrifice flies in the eighth to give them the 7-6 edge. With that, the Dodgers called on Walker Buehler to close things out, securing the Dodgers in the 2024 World Series champion. Congratulations, Dodgers and Dodger fans. You guys got to be really excited this morning. Something I thought that was very cool, the Dodgers are going to host their World Series parade on November 1st, tomorrow. And that is Fernando Valenzuela's birthday.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. And so I thought that was kind of cool.
And that's real cool. They couldn't do a parade in 2020 because of the pandemic. So
yeah.
Now they get their championship parade that they should have had back in 2020. So that'll be really special. Did you see the commercial that aired right after the game with Randy Newman's I Love LA? It was playing. They're kind of rolling credits of everyone that was involved in winning the World Series. That was such a neat, neat commercial
last
night.
They had that ready to go. Just like, okay. they probably had a Yankees one, too. Did that, you know, they knew they weren't going to play it last night. Yeah, that's the Yankees song. But when that came out, I was like, oh, man, they had that ready to go. I was like, bad attitude, sulking. I was like, come on.
They needed to release the Yankees one just so you can see it. Release it in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
They put a lot of time and effort in producing that commercial.
So, yeah, that was a really fun series to watch. And Dodger fans, you got to be ecstatic this morning. This is really cool. Also this morning, Olivia Rodrigo, she is talking about that tumble she took when she was performing. Remember when she fell through the stage during a show in Australia a couple weeks ago? Turns out she had to go to the hospital. She was on Jimmy Fallon the other night and she was talking about it. She says, thankfully, she was given the all clear. She was able to keep chugging along without having to worry. But when the incident happened, she handled it like a pro, and she called out in the audience. She was like, oh, that was fun. Remember we played the audio from that? But when she was talking with Jimmy, she shared that, you know, it wasn't a problem. The show has to go on. That's showbiz. But she ended up going to the hospital for that. So that is kind of scary.
It was a hard fall. If you watch it, she just goes right through. It was a trap door on the stage, and someone forgot to shut it or opened it prematurely. And she drops through that thing. I could see how she'd be hurt.
Have you ever made a mistake at work where you're like, I'm probably going to get let go for that one. I wonder if the person who left that stage open forgot to close it, didn't give her a warning, was like, oops, that was my fault.
He's sitting down there like, and she falls through like, oh, I meant to shut that.
Yeah.
You good?
What's that?
You know, he's like, are you good?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, yeah, just give it back on top.
She did handle it like a pro. I would have been down there like, oh, ow. Crying, feeling sorry for myself.
Like, if you ever see the Family Guy when the dad falls and gets hurt, it's like a 3-minute just like him in pain whining. Oh, ow.
It's not funny, but you know.
The Kelsey Grammer one was funny. Do you remember
that
one? It
was. I just feel bad when people fall because it really isn't funny, but then why do we laugh so much?
Kelsey Grammer was speaking somewhere and he was on a stage and he didn't realize that the stage came to an end and he's walking, talking to the crowd, and he literally just walked off the stage and fell. I think we have it. And he's like, oh, dear Lord, when he falls.
Yeah, it's a falling for some reason makes everyone laugh. All right, finally this morning, so National Sandwich Day is on Sunday. Subway, Popeyes, a bunch of places have deals, and they asked people, what are the most popular sandwiches in America? Can you guess what number one is? What is your most favorite sandwich in America?
Mine's pretty simple. I mean, I love a Bobby from Capriotti's, but talking sandwich at a sandwich shop, just a turkey sandwich.
Turkey sandwich. 30% of people agree with you. That came in number three for favorite sandwiches here in America. Chicken sandwiches came in at number two. That includes like fried chicken sandwiches. And then number one, grilled cheese.
Oh,
simple to
yes.
the point. Okay, like, hear me out here. I was thinking a hamburger. Hamburger is my favorite sandwich. But, like, that's not even on here. Why? I think a hamburger is a sandwich.
Oh, no. A hamburger is its own standalone thing.
No.
It has all the ingredients of a sandwich, but no, it's a standalone.
It's got meat. It's got two pieces of bread. It's got the toppings. Why is that not classified as a sandwich? As I remember correctly, You argued that a hot dog was a sandwich. So if a hot dog was a sandwich, why is a hamburger not a sandwich?
This is a fresh argument. You can't bring back past arguments.
Well, you said, I remember you, we got into a big fight about that. You're like, a hot dog is a sandwich. It's got the bread and it's got the meat. So if that's a sandwich, how is a hamburger not a sandwich?
A hamburger is not a sandwich because...
Hamburger is a sandwich.
It's a standalone product. It's
But a hot dog is not a standalone product.
I'd like to go back and confront whatever year that was. Let's say it was in 2022. I'd like to talk to 2022 JC and let him know he's way wrong. A hot dog is not a sandwich, and nor is a hamburger a sandwich.
A hamburger is a sandwich.
Listen, we could be here till all day
Steph,
long.
Is a hamburger a sandwich or is it not a sandwich?
A hamburger is definitely a sandwich.
Steph!
Definitely a sandwich. It has the two bread pieces. It has the meat in the middle.
Thank you.
It's a sandwich.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's a standalone, its own thing. Who's got my back on this? 702-364-9400.
Hey, yeah. You're entitled to your own opinion, JC. That's fine. But a hamburger is a sandwich.
But facts are facts. And we have the facts and you don't.
Coming up here next, do you want to get into what happened to you on the freeway?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, angry drivers on Las Vegas freeways. I could not believe what happened to me yesterday. Sitting in traffic. For those of you who have to commute during traffic, much respect. I usually don't. But yesterday, I did, and there was an accident to boot. And so you will not believe what happened. People, you really need to like drink some yerba tea or something and chill a little because it's just getting ridiculous. We'll tell you what happened coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you have listened to this show for any amount of time and you kind of know my personality, I'm very curious to hear what you think I did in this situation because I was just beside myself. So yesterday I'm driving on the 15 and I find myself in this backup and everyone is at a standstill. I'm like, what is happening here? And I look on my ways and it says there's an accident up ahead. And I'm like, oh, great. So we're literally just sitting there not moving at all. And I get it. I'm frustrated. I want to go where I need to go. Everyone else needs to go. I don't think I'm any more important than the next guy. We all need to get to our place, right?
Mm-hmm.
People start driving on the side of the road, on the shoulder, like off-roading, because where they got to go is so important. Me, I'm just sitting there, just waiting. So we start moving a little, like a few inches here, a few inches there. And I notice the lane to my left. I'm in the far right lane. The lane to my left, it's starting to move a little. And I'm like, maybe the accident is in my lane, so maybe I should just get over. So I put my signal on. And mm-hmm. I'm like, let me try to scooch over. So there's this white truck right next to me. And I would try to speed up a little to get in, and he would speed up.
Oh, gosh.
Then I would back off, and then he would back off. It was like he was blocking me. And I was just like, okay. Like, I'm just kind of looking at him, and he looks at me, pulls up, rolls his window down, and he takes his finger, and he shakes it from side to side. Like, no, 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 no. You are not getting in here. And I just looked at him and I just smiled and I looked ahead and I turned off my signal. And I'm like, I guess I'll just stay in my lane. This guy was not going to let me in. He just refused. I don't understand that. I really don't.
I find it to be so frustrating, but I'm with you and not reacting because it is also so funny. It says so much about that guy that was doing that. That guy has so many issues, so much displaced anger. In my mind, I'm thinking, oh, dude, you have a lot of issues happening. If me trying to merge like everyone else is going to trigger you to the point of dropping your window and going, tis, 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 you're not doing it. No, you've got some serious things to deal with, buddy. I am so sorry for you. Also, and just let them move on because it's not worth it. That guy's got some issues.
I was like so frustrated. I was just like, I'm not trying to pull anything shady. I think the accident's in my lane. I don't know. I can't tell. So lo and behold, my lane all of a sudden starts moving.
Yes.
I'm moving. I'm like grooving. I'm like, what the heck? We're moving all of a sudden. Uh-huh. I see the white truck up ahead. I'm like, oh, I hope I pass this dude. And I start going. And right as I'm approaching the tail of his car, I see his signal to come into my lane.
Uh-oh.
Turn on. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. I'm like, oh, how the tables have turned. Would you have let him in is my question. I'll tell you what I did, but would you have let him in? 702-364-9400. If I don't, am I just as bad as he is? If I do, am I a pushover? Does he need a taste of his own medicine? Knowing me for as long as you've known me, what do you think I did in that situation?
Can I give it to you after the song? Because I have a thought on this. I need to think. I need to put myself in your mindset at the time because you could go either way.
702-364-9400. And when did you experience just angry people on the Vegas roads? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, we are talking about just the angry drivers on Vegas roads and how some guy would refuse to let me get in his lane. And then he tried to get in my lane after. What do you think, Mike?
I am an Uber driver. I see it all day, experience it all day, every day. And you know, in your situation, you know what I like to call that? Instant karma.
It was instant karma. The guy, he rolled his window down just so he could shake his finger at me like, you're not getting in here. And I don't understand why people are so like adamant about not letting people in their lane. I had my signal on. I wasn't cutting him off. I was just like, hey, I think this lane is blocked. I'm going to come in. I'm going to tell you what I did coming up next, okay? I want to know what you think I did, just knowing my personality, because I don't know if I'm going to throw you for a loop here or if I acted just predictable Mercedes.
And if people just let people in, traffic would move a lot faster. If we allowed each other to merge, it's called a zipper merge.
Nobody knows what a zipper is.
No one knows what it is.
We all have our zippers down.
Yes. Okay, what did Mercedes do? You think you know her? Let us know what you think she would have done in that situation. We'll find out coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Yeah. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, those tickets for you to go see Duran Duran.
Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
We are talking about the Vegas roads, how people are so angry. I experienced some road rage yesterday. What happened to you?
I was on my way to work a little while back, and this guy on the freeway, he's the one who cut me off. I gave just like the tiny little honk, like a, hey, you almost hit me type thing. And he continued to follow me from the freeway through multiple street lights. Like, he was honking his horn behind me, following me in the lanes all the way until I got to my place of work. And I noticed, you know, that he was following me all the way there. Luckily, I worked at a hospital. And so I knew that there was security. And he followed me all the way through the parking lot. I never parked because I knew as soon as I did, this guy was going to trip out. And sure enough, he end up cutting me off in the parking lot before I got anybody to me, got out of his car, came over to my side door, tried to rip open my door. and then he ended up jumping on my hood and slapped the windshield before he finally saw that I was talking to security. And then he ended up leaving, but he was just crazy. Just the madness in his face was insane.
What is wrong with people? Why are they so angry? Like, it's to get triggered by a little honk, not like a honk, you're, you know, get out of the way. It's more like a, hey, heads up, you almost hit me, honk. Yep. And he freaks out.
He was probably on something, because the look on his face was just like pure rage. Oh. And I don't know who has the time of day to take 5 minutes out.
Yeah.
Someone. Like, I don't have that.
Yeah, you would have gotten to your destination much faster if you wouldn't have bothered with that.
Agile, too, jumbing on the hood of that car as well. Very
no
athletic
kidding.
Person.
Kidding. Let's talk to Taylor. Taylor, I was in an incident yesterday where a guy wouldn't let me in. He shook his finger at me like, no, 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 you're not getting in here. And then the tables turned and he tried to get in my lane. What would you have done in that situation?
As a Uber driver here in Vegas, I would let him in and kill him with kindness.
Oh, you're so nice. I like to think that I'm of the same mindset. It's like, kill him with kindness, be the better person, right?
I would have. My situation, my thing is, I'm with Taylor. I would have let the person in.
You would have done that?
Yeah, because I just think people are so angry in this town based on that last caller about the guy chasing you down, jumping on the hood of your car. I would have let him in. But then again, too, also everything is situational. You saw the guy's face and how hard was that tiss-tiss that he gave you.
It was rude. Merlin, what would you have done?
I totally would have given him a taste of his own medicine. I would have done the same thing right back.
Just be petty and like, no, sorry, you're not coming in here. You tried before. You're not going to do it. Let's ask Jerry. Jerry, what would you have done in that situation?
Good morning. As a taxi driver, I would be assertive when you need to be, courteous when you can be. I probably would have let him in because we are all in the same boat. And I think you did the same.
Well, you guys, I'll let you know. I am of the mindset that, you know, karma will come back and get you. And you've got to try to be the best person that you can be. But I made an exception this time. And I took my finger and I did no, no, no. And I went right ahead and did not let him in. Was it the right decision? Absolutely not. My husband gave me, he was like, that guy could have been nuts. Why did you do that? I was like, I was just feeling so petty and I was so angry at him that I even did that. No, 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 no. And then I got out of there. I was like, get me out of here.
How good did it feel?
Oh, man. I'm still on that high.
No, no, no.
What comes around goes around, baby. I was just trying to be a nice person, and you were the one who started it. So, white truck guy, I hope you have a great day today.
No, no, no to you. Let's do it. It's now time for the Mega Minute, and we have looking for caller 20 right now.
We have your tickets to see Duran Duran. These are win them before you can buy them tickets, guys. They don't go on sale till tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., but your tickets right now to see them December 30th at the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas, with the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds on the clock, and you have to answer 10 questions correctly in that time. If you do it, these tickets are yours. Can you conquer the Mega Minute? Let's give it a shot. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Ashley is caller 20. How you doing this morning?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited but nervous.
You know what? You have every right to be nervous. The Mega Minute, man, it takes a lot of victims, but I really feel like you're going to get it today. You're going to get these Duran Duran tickets. You just got to concentrate. 60 seconds. You can do this. We have faith in you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Ashley, there's 10 questions you got to get correct in that 60-second time frame. And if you get one wrong or if you want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end, all right? And Ashley,
alrighty.
The Mega Minute, you start now.
All Hallows Eve is also known as what holiday?
Halloween.
Yes. Which popular fruit is known for its orange color and can be found at a patch?
Pumpkin.
Yes. The original Three Musketeers bar flavors were chocolate, vanilla, and what?
Nougat?
No. What element do we breathe in order to stay alive?
Air, oxygen?
Yes. The Bear actor Jeremy Allen White will be playing which musician in an upcoming biopic?
Bob Dylan? No. Oh, shoot. Pass.
In The Simpsons, what instrument does Lisa play?
Saxophone.
Yes. Who is credited as the man who invented the light bulb?
Edison.
Yes. Which Major League Baseball team just won the World Series?
LA Dodgers.
Yes. Who is the author of the Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
Yes. Ghostface is the villain in which horror film series?
Scream.
Yes. The original Three Musketeer bar flavors were chocolate, vanilla, and... Oh, my gosh. You did so well, first of all, Ashley. You made it through all 10 questions. I didn't know this. Did you know that they were the Three Musketeers bars were chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry?
I had no idea, just going off of the question makers there, that that's the right answer. I had zero clue that was the original flavors.
I did not know that either. And then the Bears, Jeremy Allen White is going to be playing this musician in an upcoming biopic. That is Bruce Springsteen. I felt like you were right there, Ashley, with your Bob Dylan answer, but no, that means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. Caller 20, though, right now, you'll get these tickets, two of them, to see Duran Duran as they make their way to the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas on December 30th. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now, 702-364-9400.
Now's your hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I don't know if you remember a couple weeks back that deadly bear attack in Montana. It turns out it wasn't a bear attack at all. It was a homicide. Yeah, the county sheriff's office says that 35-year-old Dustin Kersum was found dead earlier this month in Moose Creek near Big Sky in what was thought to be just a vicious bear attack. But a bear expert with the state wildlife department said they didn't find any signs of bear activity at the scene. And yesterday, they arrested a suspect in the attack who they believe acted alone and said that the camping area is now safe. The suspect led investigators to some of the case's evidence.
Oh, gosh, that's horrible.
That's severe that they thought it was a bear that did it. I'm telling you, like this, the true crime, like stories and podcasts and stuff that are out there. Is there anyone that is addicted to like true crime? So we're watching the Monsters, the Menendez brothers story now. And when this happened, I had no clue. I was a kid, so I didn't pay attention to it. And so now I'm watching this and we started episode 4 last night. I'm horrified at the things. Now, I know there was some argument from their side that some of this stuff didn't happen. It was sensationalized. So I'm just trying to figure out what's real, what was made for TV. But I am absolutely mortified at some of the things that have happened in that whole story.
And then they're getting a retrial, right?
Yeah.
I heard, yeah, they're going to get a retrial coming up here in December.
I want to say like the 11th is something where they could get like resentenced or something like that.
We started watching it and I'm the same way. I knew of the Menendez brothers, that they'd killed their parents, and I remember that, but I didn't follow the trial, again, too young and everything, but I knew they had a big following because they were good looking guys as well. We started watching that, but the actual murdering of their parents, that scene was so vicious. We stopped after that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was pretty bad. But like some of the other stuff that's coming in now, like not now, but to me on the show.
Yeah.
Did you know about like the abuse allegations and all that stuff?
This is what I had heard, is that they were sexually abused by their father,
yeah,
and the mother stood by idly, knew about it, and did absolutely nothing.
Because
that's why they killed the mom. Yeah,
It's just, oh my goodness. So that, and then there's that Anna Kendrick show that just came out on Netflix. Did anybody watch that? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
What's it called? I haven't seen it.
And oh gosh, I just saw a thing about it this morning, like Woman of the Hour or something like that, and it's about a real life murder that happened. It's on Netflix. Have you heard of it, Steph?
No, I was gonna watch the Olivia Rodrigo guts. But now I'm like, like all of these epic, you know, true crime. I don't know if I could do those type of shows, but I'm watching like a little bits of the trailer of the Anna Kendrick one. Honestly, it looks really good.
It does look good. It's called Woman of the Hour, and it revolves around a series of killings committed by Rodney Alcala, and he was this guy that he actually appeared on the dating game before he was caught. He was one of the contestants on the dating game. What the heck? There are some crazy things that went on back in the day.
And it looks like she's directing the show as well.
Yeah, and she's not taking any of the profits from it. She's donating them all to a rape advocate group because she said it felt creepy to take profit from such a horrible story.
Those true crime podcasts and stuff, they're just so unique in the way they sound, all that quirky music that plays underneath it, and almost a lot of them have an upbeat tone to it. This is the story of Melendez brothers who murdered both their parents. Ding, 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 ding. Let's start as a childhood. It's like there is an upbeat delivery. I'm like, this is a horrific thing we're talking about.
It really is. There is a sound to those, like when you hear them talk, it's like there's something like very engaging mm-hmm. about it, you know. There's like, you know, they have this mysterious, suspenseful tone. Welcome to Shadows in the Dark, where we dive into the stories that haunt small towns, quiet streets, and hidden places you'd never expect. I'm Mercedes Martinez, and I am here to tell you about Cedar Valley, a town that vanished in more ways than one. It's like, whoa!
Where'd that come from? Yeah, they hook you. They really do.
Now I'm going to do, I don't even know if that's a real thing, so I'm going to do the podcast on that.
Just make it up.
My own true crime podcast. It's coming, you guys.
About the murders in Cedar Valley?
Cedar Valley murders. Starbucks, they are going to stop charging customers extra for dairy substitutes. They announced yesterday that the change is going to take effect November 7th. That's going to save customers more than 10% on their drinks. I've always had to pay extra because I do almond milk instead. Customers in some markets have had, well, not all markets, because there are some places that you don't have to do that, but it could be up to 80 cents extra per drink. I know the oat milk costs more for sure.
Hold on. They do that? Because I've ordered your Starbucks before, gone to Starbucks, ordered Lars all the time. They never tell you up front that it's extra.
No.
Aren't they supposed to tell you that then? So many times, yeah, can I splash the oat milk? When they say, oh, it's an extra, I'll pay the 10 cents, whatever, but they never give you the heads up. Like, just, you know, that's an extra 10 cents. They never tell you.
You know what? I got this annoyed me. The most creative server at a restaurant about a week ago. We went out to breakfast to this place. And talk about upcharge, man. We didn't see this coming at all. So two of the people at our table ordered French toast for breakfast, okay? They're like, I'll take the French toast. And the server goes, fruit on the side? And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And so when he says fruit on the side, I figure it comes with fruit normally. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. We get the bill. Each bowl of fruit costs $10.
Oh, they got you.
We had to pay $20 for two bowls of fruit that they didn't even eat because they didn't want it in the first place. But we just assumed that it came on the French toast and they want it. He's like, fruit on the side? Oh, my gosh. I was like, you better be careful when you ask for things when they suggest things that you may not even realize you're paying for.
So I do IHOP pancakes all the time, and I like the blueberry pancakes. And if I'm in the store and I order the blueberry pancakes, sometimes the server will say blueberries on the side. And it's not an extra charge because the pancakes come with blueberry and blueberry sauce. So I always actually like it on the side if I'm there in the restaurant. There's no extra charge. Your place, though. That was clever.
It was so clever because we just assumed they came with the French toast and they're like, fruit on the side. I'm like, yeah, they put it on the side. That's great. They didn't touch it. We get the bill and I'm like, wow, we just paid $20 for two bowls of fruit. Nobody even ate.
Dom Perignon on the side? Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely.
Man, people are ruthless, and I kind of love that there's a website like this. I had never heard of this before. What is it called?
There's a Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? And there's one for pretty much every single city out there, including cities in Europe. Laura has a friend of hers who was doing some overseas travels. She was actually in Amsterdam, and she met a guy, and they hit it off. They had a really good time while she was over there. She was there for like 2 weeks, hanging out and everything. she the plan was for him to fly back to the States because she had to go back to the States at some point to continue things. And she decided to do a little digging on this guy that she just met in Amsterdam. It turns out he was married with a newborn.
Oh, that is just so classless.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And so she took his information and posted it to the Amsterdam Facebook group of Are We Dating the Same Guy? And I heard this story and I looked. There's one here in Las Vegas. There's one in L.A. They're all over the place. So she just wanted to get the word out. And for some reason, someone meets this guy, this loser over there who was courting this girl and was married the entire time with a baby at home.
Do they have those? You said it was a Facebook group?
Yes.
Are We Dating the Same Guy? I'm curious. That was the Amsterdam version?
Yes.
Oh, there's a Vegas version.
There's a Vegas version, yeah.
Oh, dang.
You should join it.
But I'm not dating anybody, but I just want to see.
Yeah, I know. It's a private group.
Oh, you have to ask to be a member? Oh, man. Go ahead.
Well, because I looked at it, and I didn't want to, I didn't ask to be a member, but yeah, it's there.
Have you ever been the victim of something like this where you did not know you were dating someone that was married or in a relationship? Maybe you found out through one of these Facebook groups. Maybe you belong to one of these Facebook groups. What happened? Susan, hey, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. So I was with my guy for a few years, and then all of a sudden I get a message on Messenger from a girl asking me why my profile picture's with the guy she's seeing. And so then I find out, oh, he's cheating on me with this girl. And I go on this, are we dating the same guy? And find two other women approach me and said that they had been hooking up with my man. And then I find out the reason I'm never allowed at his house, which I thought was kind of strange. He always had excuses. It's because he lives with two of his baby mamas.
Oh, my gosh. Two of them?
Two of them.
Oh, man. At least they get along.
Yeah, how do they approach that one?
We're not together anymore. We're not together, but I'm now best friends with the first girl that contacted me.
Man, can I just say, if there is a silver lining to this dark cloud, it's that friendships are formed based off of your mutual just distaste for this awful guy that did that to you. I love that women will bond and stick together when they find out that they're in that uncomfortable situation.
And take down the guy too, the cheater, take him down. Because this happened to another one of Laura's girlfriends in LA. No, she lives in LA. She was in Vegas for a convention, met this dude, same thing. Hit it off, and then he left town, she left town, and just, again, doing some research about the guy and, married with a kid. It's like, oh, my gosh. It's nuts.
It's crazy because I'm looking at this Facebook group, and I can't see anything, but I can see the members. There's over almost 43,000 members, and I know, four people that are members.
Do you?
I'm like, hey, give me access. I want to see what's going on in there.
Yeah, her friend said if you become a member, it's good just to read to you because of the tea, because there's some scumbags out there.
Oh, man. Yeah, that if you're one of those guys that does that, I mean, it just... Just be a man and end it with the first one before you move on to the second one. That's just ridiculous.
Now it's Halloween, so next hour we've got Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets right around 9:10. You get to go trick-or-treating at one of our houses and score some really big concert tickets. Mash good.
That's what I say on Thanksgiving when I'm eating potatoes.
Mash good. Happy Halloween, everyone. And I have a new Halloween game for us.
Okay.
Are you ready to play Treat Detective?
Treat Detective?
Treat Detective.
Are we detecting treats?
Yes, it's very simple. I have the ingredients to popular Halloween candies that I have a little kid that's going to read these ingredients. My buddy's kid recorded these.
Okay.
And so I'm going to play the audio for you, and you have to just simply identify the popular Halloween treat.
So what are they reading? Like
the actual ingredients from the candy.
Ingredients.
Yeah, from the actual candy.
Okay, oh gosh, this might be harder than, because sometimes there's all these different sulfates and red dye number 9 and stuff like that. And so what do we do? We hear it and then write down our answers, and then at the end you tell us what we got right?
Let's do it that way. So, okay. Steph, are you ready, Steph?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
And again, it's my buddy's kid, so some of the words are mispronounced, but that I think that adds to the charm of Treat Detective. Here we go with candy number 1.
Sugar, invert sugar, corn syrup, modified corn starch, Taxtrin, Akit, Tadic, Akit, Credicic, Attic, Natural, and I think flavor yellow 6 and 40 red. Yellow 5, blue 1.
Oh my gosh.
That's the ingredients.
This is terrifying. You can think that, oh wow, we're eating this stuff. Okay, I'm going to write down my answer. Are we going to go over all five of, there's five, right?
Yeah.
All five of these afterwards?
Okay, well, okay. Yeah, go over it. So write down your answer, Steph.
So that was five candies in
No,
one?
That was one candy.
Okay, that was
candy
one candy.
One.
Okay.
Okay,
candy
here is
one.
Candy number two.
Okay.
Milk chocolate, corn syrup, sugar, palm oil, skim milk, milk fat, Coca powder, depressed with alcohol. Lactose, salt, egg whites.
Ooh.
Chocolate article flavor.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Alcohol.
I
love me some alcohol.
Me too.
Okay, candy number three.
Okay.
Candy number three.
Milk chocolate, peanut sugar, dextrose, vegetable oil, hydrogenated vegetable oil, salt, PGPR, TBHG, stearic acid.
Acid?
Not acid, acid.
Alcohol and acid.
We'll just do four here. I'll give you the fourth one here, okay?
Okay,
here,
okay.
If we need the fifth one, we'll come back for a tiebreaker.
Okay.
But here's the fourth one.
Milk chocolate, soy lactate, peanuts, corn syrup, sugar, Psalms, palm oil, skim milk, lactose, salt, egg whites. Ooh, I love egg whites.
Okay, how cute is he?
Okay,
I got that one. I think I got that one.
Okay.
Okay. So now we have to reveal our answers.
Reveal, okay?
Okay, that first one was weird. That was the one with all the colors, right?
Yes.
On that one, I said Skittles.
Same. The first one, I wrote down Skittles as well.
Okay, I think I told my buddy's kid to record the answer. Let me see if this is the answer. Hold on.
Sugar.
Oh, no, hold on a second, kid. Calm down.
Take it easy.
Alcohol. It's Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch
Kids. Sour Patch Kids is number one. Sour Patch Kids.
We both got that
okay.
Wrong. Okay.
All right, ready for candy number two?
Yeah, I can't remember what the description was.
Little taste of it?
Yeah.
Milk chocolate. Corn chip.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got that one?
I said Three Musketeers on that.
Ooh, I was going to say either a Milky Way or Hershey's Kisses. I'm torn between the two.
You
got to
pick one.
I'll say Milky Way.
Here's the answer. Take it away, kid.
It's a Milky Way.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Nice
job. Okay, Steph is up one. Okay.
Here's the third one. A little taste of the third one.
Milk chocolate, peanut sugar.
Peanut sugar was one of the ingredients. And here is the answer on that one. Candy number three. What did you say, Mercedes?
I said Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I said Snickers.
Okay. Kid?
It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh! Great job, Mercedes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
A little taste of candy number four.
Milk chocolate, soy lactate, peanuts, corn syrup, sugar.
Okay, that was candy number four. What do you guys got?
What did you say on that one, Steph?
Peanut M&Ms.
I said Snickers on that one because of the peanuts.
Okay, Snickers and peanut M&Ms. Take it away, kid.
It's Snickers.
Nice. Snickers. Great job, Mercedes.
That was so cute. Oh, my gosh.
Alcohol
and Akin.
I love egg whites.
Snickers.
It's Snickers. Now I'm really, really curious as to what the last one was. Maybe later
we'll
on in the show
we'll come back to it. Yeah.
Now I want to know what the fifth candy was.
We'll do one more fifth candy. Right now, we have to do Heads Up, and you get to play. You just got to be caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up for a fun prize.
We have your tickets right now to see comedian Morgan Jay. It's the This One's For You tour, January 25th, Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. These tickets are, like, huge right now. One of the shows is sold out, so we've got yours right now with Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category and your partner, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
So
so ready.
Okay, we've got these Morgan J tickets for you. I just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with United Nations or World Series?
Oh, my goodness. United Nations.
United Nations. It is United Nations Day was last week, so these are all different countries, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go with you.
All right, Lori, going with Mercedes. You have 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and heads up, you start now.
Paris is in this country.
France.
Yes, this country, they have a restriction on how many kids you can have.
China.
Yes. This Budapest is in this country. I'm starving.
Hungry.
I really want to eat. Yes. this Fidel Castro's country.
Cuba.
Yes. This is where there was a war there back in the 70s. It was... I'm going to pass on this one. This is where Milan and Rome are located.
Italy.
Yes!
Yes!
Very good. Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you.
Lori, just out of curiosity, I want to see if this clue would have helped you with the one I skipped. Rihanna is from here.
Oh my God, I would struggle.
Okay, it was Barbados. Okay, I just want to make sure. Steph, our Rihanna expert,
I'm glad you skipped it.
Okay.
Barbados. I would have got it like tomorrow.
Okay, I'm glad I skipped it. You won. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, awesome, Lori. All set with those tickets to Morgan J. This one's for you tour on January 25th at the Palazzo. Congrats.
Thanks so much.
Now, coming up next hour, we got Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets. At 9:10, you're going trick-or-treating to one of our houses, and you're going to walk away with some really big concert tickets. It's Mix 94.1. Same
bed, but this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, last night was a big night if you are a Dodgers fan.
Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
World Series champions, Los Angeles Dodgers. Congrats to you guys. The Yankees actually jumped out to a 5-0 lead early against the Dodgers. First inning home runs from Aaron Judge and Jazz Chisholm and Giancarlo Stanton shot in the third. And then came the fifth inning. And that's where it all kind of came crumbling down for the Yankees. The Dodgers made it clear they were not going to go down without putting up a fight. They got an RBI single from Mookie Betts. A 2-RBI single from Freddie Freeman and a 2-RBI double off the bat of Hernandez. And Freddie Freeman, he ended up walking away with the MVP for the series, which was so deserved. He came in so clutch for that team. What a great story behind him. And to see his son, did you see his son in the crowd when they won?
I saw their speeches afterwards. I did not see his son.
They had a camera on his son when they got that final out. And I don't care who you were rooting for. There was just something really special about seeing him see his dad win. And it was really cool.
You said his story? What's his story behind him?
So his mother passed away not too long ago.
Oh.
And his dad was not feeling good one night. So Freddie took him to the hospital. And the doctors told him, and I'd go back and watch this because they aired it before the game the other night. They said, if you did not come in tonight, you would have been dead tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's how serious it was. And so, yeah, it was really... There's so many stories in baseball, and that's one of my favorite things about the World Series is you hear about a lot of these stories, and it was really beautiful. So while I am a Yankees fan and I was heartbroken, there is something very special about seeing, you know, the team that deserved it more. Let's just face it, they were a better team and they deserved to win that. So,
and
yeah.
So many Dodgers fans here in Las Vegas, yeah. Congratulations to you. You know, the thing that got me was when at Yankee Stadium, when they did the Stand Up for Cancer and take that moment of silence,
yeah.
Everyone has a sign. They're holding up signs, and the whole entire stadium is just, you can hear a pin drop in that stadium as they're panning through to people in the crowd, announcers, camera guys, and just showing, you know, everyone's affected by cancer, holding up the one person they're standing up for. It was very impactful.
Yeah, it was very beautiful. Also this morning, speaking of sports, I'm just curious if anyone has ever experienced this before, because I'm reading this story and I'm thinking, we all have that one coach. Now, I think we all have that one coach that really impacted our lives for the better. But on the other side of it, do you have a coach that made you hate your sport that you were like, I'm done? I'm just curious if that has happened to anyone. So the story is that more kids are playing team sports. There were some stats that were released this week that found 40% of kids between 6 and 17 regularly played a team sport last year, which is the highest rate since 2015. But of the 16 sports that they track, the participation was down in 9 of them. The number of boys playing team sports was down to 41% compared to 50% 10 years ago. But more girls are playing at the highest rates since 2012, and a lot of people are crediting the popularity of WNBA star Caitlin Clark with drawing more girls into sports. Overall, though, physical activity among kids here in the U.S. got a D minus from the Physical Activity Alliance. But I was having this conversation with one of my daughters, and we were talking about coaches, and she's like, I almost quit playing because of this specific coach. There was one coach that just made her hate going to practice, made her hate the sport, and it almost got her to quit. And I'm just wondering, like, I had a coach like that too, that made me really hate the sport. And I don't know. We hear about the great coaches, and there's more great coaches than bad coaches. But did anyone else have that? When she said that, I could totally relate. I'm like, oh my God, I had one of those coaches too.
I had one too, playing high school football. Coach Zanetti. May he rest in peace.
Oh my gosh, I did say call him out.
He's dead.
Okay.
He's dead, so I can talk about him. And the way he treated sophomores, and I didn't like him when I was a sophomore, he treated you like garbage. Like, you were the new kids on the team. We were the new kids, but we had to do all the grunt work. Sophomores, go get the tackle bags. Just the way he treated us and talked down to us all the time. I dreaded having to do any kind of drills them, because he treated us like dirt. I'm like, coach, we're on the team. We've gone through all the training as all the other players. Why are you treating us like garbage? And he did. May he rest in peace, though.
Yeah, rest in peace to the guy that treated me like garbage.
Yeah, yours was volleyball?
Yeah, mine was volleyball, and the coach was just, I mean, I know every coach has their favorites, but it got to the point where it was just like, none of us existed except for the two favorites. And it's just, it made me just not motivated. Like, you ask for positive feedback, you ask for help on that, and it just wasn't worth their time. But then when you made a mistake, instead of telling you what you could do to improve, it was telling you how terrible you were and how you had no business playing the sport and this and that. And it was just
gosh.
Like, and my daughter had that same thing. She's just like, why am I even on this team? And it's just, yeah, I don't know if anyone else has had that, but it sounds like you definitely had sophomores.
Sophomores, get the bags, Zanetti, darn you.
Finally, this morning, the COVID pandemic seems to have changed a lot of people. Research has shown that people spend nearly an hour less each day outside their homes compared to just a few years ago. Working from home has helped kind of spur this, and now cities have to reimagine themselves. They're gearing towards people getting out and doing things, but it's just not happening. The study shows that people do everything from shop to work out in their home. The biggest problem that results is social isolation, and experts recommend trying to get some, you know, in real lifetime with your friends and family on a regular basis to just wander out into the world.
For me, I'm a little bit of the opposite as far as doing stuff outside during the pandemic. I built a little outdoor home gym with some free weights and everything. And I've added through the years, I've added stuff to that stuff. So I find myself going outside and just doing an outdoor workout for 30, 45 minutes instead of going to the gym or something. So in that case, I'm outside more than I was during the pandemic.
But it's not really outside. It's more outside your home.
Oh, like, yeah, because my backyard. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm the same way. I only work out at home now. Like, I have my setup too, or I do one of the workouts on like my Peloton or something. And I actually kind of miss that interaction of the gym, like going to the gym and like seeing people at the gym. But I was talking to my husband about this the other day. I was like, I kind of want to join a gym. But like, I don't know what gym to go to. And is it going to be weird? Cause I only work out at home now. Like, I don't know. It sounds intimidating now. Like the first time I joined a gym, I feel like I'm back to square one, you know?
Yeah. You should. The interaction is nice to step out and see some people and stuff, but it's nice just to walk in your garage and start lifting weights too.
It's just easy. Like, I look at my watch at night. I'm like, okay, I need, you know, 200 calories worth of movement. So I just do like move until I get that and then I'm done.
Coming up here next hour. This has been a lot of fun this week with Mercedes in the Mornings. Trick or tickets?
Your tickets will be coming up to who knows what show. We've got a bunch of little, I would call them tricks, but they're not tricks. The tricks are in there, but so are the tickets. And you get to choose whose house you're going to go trick or treating at. And when you pick that person, it could be something that, you know, has been like the talk of the town. It could be something that's like a comedy show. I think yesterday you had Chelsea Handler tickets that you gave away. Who knows what we'll have today, but Trick or Tickets is coming up in just about 15 minutes. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I just saw that over the last 40 years, the number of people that take baths has dropped 70%. People don't take baths anymore. Obviously, they are taking showers. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that people are not cleaning themselves anymore. But when is the last time that you took a bath?
I can't think of the last time I took a bath, but I will tell you, my wife, Laura, she loves taking baths. She takes them all the time.
I hate baths. I cannot stand baths. I have lived in my house since 11 or 12. I've never taken a bath in my bathtub.
You've never used your tub, not once.
Not
a nice
once.
Little soak, light some candles.
Nope, never used it. In fact, I want to pull out that bathtub. I think it's the biggest waste. Do you have something in your house that you just think is like the biggest waste? I think a bathtub is the biggest waste. It takes up all this room in our bathroom. It's right in the center of the bathroom. We're just like this block and then a tub. Like getting in it, it's like almost impossible because it's like, it's got like a big square, like, setting, and then the bathtub's in it. It's just so dated and so dumb, and I've never taken a bath in there. It's the biggest waste of space. And I was telling my husband, I'm like, I want to redo this bathroom and just take out the bathtub and either make like a gigantic shower or like get more counter space or something.
Open
it's
up the
just
room.
Such a waste. Does anyone take baths anymore? Do you love baths, or do you think it is like it's kind of just gross? You're sitting in the dirty water, right?
I think Laura does shower off. I think she draws a bath, gets up there, she sits in it. Sometimes she'll be soaking in the tub, and I'll come upstairs and sit next to the tub, and we'll just chit-chat about the day, whatever. The dogs come running up there as well. Yeah, she's a big bather. I never get in there, though. It's not big enough for two. Maybe it is big enough for two people, but yeah. She loves it. In our house, it's our fireplace. We've got a gas fireplace downstairs. I haven't used that in probably 10 years, because the way our house is designed, when you turn it on, it's just all the heat just immediately just rises upstairs to the second floor, and downstairs it's kind of cozy, and you go upstairs, it's a hot box. It's just the heat does not distribute well in my house.
I do love the fireplace. I would never want to get rid of the fireplace. I would get rid of the bathtub and the dining room. Have you? Do you ever eat in your dining room? Do you have a dining room?
We do. We have a dining room. It's like one big room. It's like, it's a living room, dining room combined into one. And we do have a dining room table. Mercedes, we have enough tables in our house to seat 30 people, and we never entertain. We have too much space with like tables and stuff.
What else is a waste like in the house? And have you ever redesigned your home to like standards that aren't typical? Like maybe you did pull out bathtubs because you didn't take baths. Maybe you made that dining room a different kind of room. Maybe you turned it into a bedroom of some sort. I just feel like it's the biggest waste of space. And then we have the living room and then the family room. And the living room is the room that is not all nice for company, but no one ever goes into it. Mm-hmm. And we just all spend time. We're just in the kitchen. Like that is where we hang out at my house, is the kitchen. It's pretty much it. I just need to make my house one giant kitchen and then put a couple of beds in there or something.
This is a unique design. It's true. It's the only area we hang out. It's the kitchen.
We're getting so many texts, people. I love baths. I hate baths. I hate wasting water. Been over a year since I took a bath. And then I love baths, but showers are quicker. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a time thing, too.
It's now time for Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets.
Okay, it's Halloween. This is our final day, guys. Trick or Tickets. You get to decide whose house you want to go trick or treating at. We all have some goodies in our bowl at our homes, and you get to decide whose house you want to check out. Will you win tickets to a concert? Will it be a comedy show? What is it going to be? You just don't know. But caller 20 right now, you get to trick or ticket. And I mean, since it's Halloween, I feel like it's got to be extra.
Yeah, nice surprise in there.
All right, caller 20, you're playing Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and here we go with Mercedes in the Morning's Trick or Tickets.
And Willis is ready to do some trick or ticketing. How you doing this morning, Willis?
Doing good. Happy Halloween, everyone. Happy Nevada Day.
Yes, happy Halloween and Nevada Day to you. So are you dressed up today?
I am going to be dressed up today. I'm going to be a coven of witches with my friend.
Ooh, I love it. All right. Well, it is time for you to go trick or ticketing. You have to pick one of our homes to go trick or treating at. You're going to walk up, ring the doorbell, and when we open, one of us will have a nice surprise for you. Now, do you know whose house you would like to go trick or ticketing at?
I think I have an idea of who I'm going to.
Okay. Who is it going to be?
It's going to be you, Mercedes.
Oh, all right. Wow. Finally, someone picked me. I've had this bowl of candy and tickets all week long. I'm so excited, Willis. Okay. So when I open the door, when you ring the doorbell, I just need you to yell trick or ticket. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Walk on up.
Walking.
Ring the doorbell. Ooh, Olivia, let me open. Okay, here we go.
Oh, hello.
Squeaky door. Ticket.
Oh, hello. I love your costume. You and your friends, Coven of Witches. You look so good. Well, here you go. I'm going to give you here's a full-size candy. You can pick whichever one you want. And then I have this envelope for you here, Willis. Let me open it. And you are also going to be enjoying two tickets to see Billy Joel and Sting. Whoa. At Allegiant Stadium on November 9th.
Woo! Woo!
Congratulations, Willis!
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be a huge show. Two icons, Billy Joel and Sting together. That is, I don't know. I mean, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the Billy Joel and Sting, they're both really good.
Listen, I know where you live. I'm coming to your house tonight.
See if I have any more.
Yeah, I'm going trick-or-treating at Mercedes' house. Well, here we go. It's Halloween. It's Michael Jackson. It's Thriller. Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
And everyone. That is it for us here on a Thursday. Everyone, have a happy and a safe Halloween. Whatever you do, we want you guys to get lots and lots of goodies. And we want you to be back here tomorrow morning because it is Friday. And we will be kicking off a new round of Oh Wow Wheel categories. That happens just after 8 o'clock. Also, the Friday Rewind happens in the 9 o'clock hour. And lots of good stuff going to happen. We will have for you more Duran Duran tickets. That's happening with the Mega Minute right around 7:30. So be listening for that. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next. But right now, it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes launched a new True Detective podcast. And this morning, she gave us a sneak peek into Shadows of the Dark.
Welcome to Shadows in the Dark, where we dive into the stories that haunt small towns, quiet streets, and hidden places you'd never expect. I'm Mercedes Martinez, and I am here to tell you about Cedar Valley, a town that vanished in more ways than one.
I'm hooked.
I got to write the rest of it now. I don't know where that came from.
I am hooked in your music, too. I like this. It's good music, too.
It's really, like, it's very intriguing. Uh-huh. I really think we should just make up the, you know, they call it a true crime podcast. Let's make up an untrue podcast, crime podcast, where I just make up stories, you know? Cedar Valley, population 1,432. It was a kind of a small town where everyone knew each other, or at least they thought they did.
Oh, I'm hooked. I am so hooked.
I gotta write something tonight.
Work on it. Work on it. And that'll do it for show number 2,162 of Mercedes in the Morning and show number 1 of Shadows in the Dark.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.